What is up, everybody? And once again, welcome to Sav's Podcast. We got two back to back, and I have another special guest. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Freddie. I'm a normal guy.
So, the topic today that you guys have been waiting on is called When Cupid Misses. And I actually did not come up with this. Like, he named it and everything.
She came up with the idea. I just, like, changed the name.
Because
just like
from the beginning, mom was going to be like, why do relationships fail? But yeah. I guess I'm going to let him have it, though. I'm going to let him have it. So I'm just going to first start off with, why do you think relationships fail? First of all, before we start this, he said, yeah, so we're ready to talk about my non-existent dating life.
I feel like, you know, you're at a point in life where things just don't work out. You're not talking to anybody. You're just working on yourself, kind of.
I guess. So why do you think, like, relationships fail?
Me personally, I feel like everyone says communication, communication. And everyone's communicating, I will say, like, the trajectory of communication in the last couple of years and relationships have went up. But I don't think people understand what is being said by their partner. More or less, people aren't comprehending why your partner does or does not like certain things going on in a relationship. That's been my experience. I can only talk about me. Listen, don't take advice.
Wait, what do you think good communication is in a relationship?
I feel like good communication is understanding, okay, my partner said this. Now I need to understand his reasoning behind it and why it makes him or her feel uncomfortable.
Okay, so leading to that, what are your three red flags in the start of dating someone? Like, something that would be like, okay, no, no, absolutely not.
So I feel like when I meet people, a huge thing that people ask is what you do for work. And I've had, like, someone look up my salary while on a date.
Wait, like right in front of you?
Like right in front of me. Like, no hesitation.
Ladies do better.
Please. Didn't try to hide her phone or anything like that. She just looked it up. She's like, okay. Like, I had to like play it off like it didn't bother me, but it definitely bothered me.
No.
It definitely bothered me.
Okay, what's two more?
I would say two more are the relationships that she has with her friends. If she has like a healthy relationship, the type of activities that they do.
I was about to say, are you trying to be controlling here?
No, no, like, no. I feel like, you know, everyone has like activities they like to do, you know, like hobbies and things like that. But if the only time your friends are reaching out to you is to like get something from you, like, hey, I need help with this or blah, 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 or come to you as like a burden in a way, I don't know if that makes sense. Or like y'all just going out to drink.
I get it.
I don't know, because like if every time you reach out to me, I'm like, oh, I'm with my friends. Like, what you doing, drinking?
Okay, so you're talking about drinking. So in a relationship, do you not like a woman who drinks?
No, no, no. It's not that. It's like if this is like a 6 day a week activity.
What I do all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's like all y'all doing together. Like y'all only drinking together. Like y'all don't go kayaking or nothing like that. Like y'all.
So what's your last red flag?
Oh, man. And this is just for me, honestly. This is just for me. Don't listen.
Oh, I'm going to speak about mine, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a dating professional.
Can they hear me chewing in
this? I don't. You know, I don't. I feel like when someone thinks they're like, don't have anything that they can work on, like, they feel like, oh, I perfected myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
I think my red flags. First of all, let's just get over this. Men, please stop asking me what I'm doing. And it's the WYD. Please do not do that. Like, can we be, like, I feel like men can just be so unprofessional at times. I'm just like, I'm just here to tell everybody, like, y'all need to mark that off the list. Like, seriously, stop doing that. I also do not like when someone, like, thinks they're, we were kind of talking about it before, but like, smarter than you or but they make it indirectly seem like, oh no, like I'm trying to give you like the opportunity, like, yeah, your word means something too, but in a way it's still like you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't like that undermining of, and people do it very indirectly, but baby, you being direct. And I don't like that. What would be my third one? I am not a clingy person. Like, I mean, obviously, as I get to know, like, my partner more, I would find myself being, like, more prone to them. But I'm not very clingy. Like, you're clingy and controlling. Oh, my gosh. Clingy and controlling. Please.
What's defined as controlling in a relationship?
What's defined as controlling?
I'm asking for advice because I hear people throw around the word controlling. It's controlling me voicing my opinion. Like, hey, I don't particularly like this. I'm not saying you can't do it, but I'm just letting you know I just don't like it. Is that controlling?
That's not controlling. And it's one thing to say I don't like it, but it's another thing to say I don't like it and you can't do it. That's when it becomes controlling.
Yeah, like, no, I don't think. I've never said to another grown adult, don't do this. I can just express my, like, sentiment of, like, hey, you know, it kind of bothers me when blah, blah, blah. And I'll leave it at that. And, you know, how that person proceeds is 100% up to them. And how I proceed is 100% up to me.
Right.
But I think there's, like, consequences to everything that we do, in my opinion.
I mean, I guess it just goes to, like, the small things, like I want you over here every day, or I want to see you every day. Like, first of all, we should both have lives. You should have a job for yourself or doing something with your life. And like, just everything has to revolve around them. Now that's not okay. And I feel like that can pull somebody apart. Like, you're so close knitted with them that you don't know what it feels like to be apart, to long for them. You know what I'm saying?
Like, actually miss somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not like in a bad way, like weeks and week, but oh, I see you every day. Like, we don't even live together, but it's like we live together. Like, that kind
of
stuff.
Boy, so you get tired of people quick? Like, if you see them all the time? I'm asking, is that a thing that...
I can. I really can get tired of people quick, but...
Is that, like, boredom?
It starts to become, like, aggravation.
Mm.
For me, I'm speaking for me, ladies. Yeah. It starts to become aggravation, so... Okay, answer this question. And while dating somebody or further to... First of all, is dating and being in a relationship the same thing? Because my mama do not think so.
Personally, I don't do the dating thing. I tried it, but like I feel like the moment you let me know you have other people on your roster...
Right.
And I'm doing things I would only be doing with someone exclusively with you, is the moment I back out of the... The race, in my opinion.
Okay.
I feel like if we're like, we just met each other, you talk to other people, cool. But there comes a point where you have to be like transparent, like, hey, I'm still seeing other people. We on like a fifth date or something like that. I should have the option to just bow out and say, you know, obviously we aren't getting anywhere because you still see something in these other people, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what people call dating, is going on dates with people. Me personally, it was like
the same thing as a relationship, though.
Back in the day, it was. Dating was a relationship. Now dating is dating, going on dates.
Right.
Then like you have talking, and then you have a relationship, then you have like an exclusive relationship. And it's like just too much for me, in my opinion. It's too much.
So you're just like, okay, if we're talking, we're like together. We're in a relationship.
In a way, that might sound like crazy though nowadays.
Not to me, but I'm pretty sure to some of the crowd, they're probably like, huh? Like,
I just feel like overextending yourself while dating somebody is like something super reckless. Especially like as you get older, you realize how finances aren't as expendable. Your time isn't as expendable either. So
if you're dating someone, talking, because a lot of us like to say talking to people, and I'm faithful to you, they're faithful to me, but nobody has, the other person doesn't want to talk about like the commitment part of, or like, no, like we're together, like that's what like, how does that rub you?
It's gonna bother me, but as an adult, I know I have to cut my losses at that point because they need help.
wait, does it make it a situationship though?
It does.
Because a situationship for everybody out there is people in relationships without the title for me.
Yeah. It definitely makes it a situationship.
Okay. So, next question. When you're in a relationship, because this man doesn't seem like he dates. He seemed like, just playing. So, while you're dating or in a relationship, do you feel like you and your partner have to have the same thing, like have to want the same thing in life for it to work?
I actually don't. I feel like when you actually like somebody, your worlds collide and you pick up new habits and patterns and things that you like out of that person's life that, you know, essentially start to become like a cohesive cohabitation.
Right.
With each other. In my opinion, I feel like it makes it more exciting because you have your thing that you like to do. And I like stumble my way into it. Say, for instance, like, if I come into a relationship, I don't really watch shows. I'm more of an outdoor person. But you put me on Law & Order, SVU. Now we binge watching exactly. together. And I'm like, oh, what did blah, blah, blah do in this next episode? It's like, I'm now like in tune into your reality and vice versa. I think it's like real cute when somebody like picks up on your mannerisms.
Exactly.
How you talk, things that you do. And it's like, oh, I saw somebody driving like a Trek bike, and it's like, oh, like she's into biking now, like that's right. kind of cool, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay, we've talked about this before, but you guys need to hear it. Actually, let me just make sure I'm recording, because this needs to be voiced. It was not recording.
It wasn't.
Here we go again. It just stopped. Okay, sorry about that. We're back. Okay, so why is love not enough in a relationship? Before you start, I used an example with him that if someone was to say, I love you, but I don't like you, like, and it was taken as a joke. I feel like it's taken as a joke, but, like, he made me realize, like, a whole different, like, standpoint from that.
Yeah, I feel like love is something, obviously it's needed in a relationship, but when you like somebody, you, like, tolerate them through a lot more things, not through obvious things that they're doing to you on purpose to like sabotage a relationship, but like is like liking someone is like that kitty butterfly feeling that you get every time you see them. Like it's like the spark in the relationship that people often say like dies down and they have to rekindle it, but they always love that person, but the flame isn't there anymore. I feel like keeping a like alive in a relationship is super important, and that's things that people misses. I think that comes from just like patterns, and like you said, seeing each other all the time could be a pattern for a certain relationship. Or it's like, okay, I know we go out to, I don't know, Yard House on Tuesdays, and that's just what we've been doing for the last right. 10 years. For some people that's okay. For some people that kills the spark, because it's like there's no guessing anymore. Like they can, you know, they really can like read your patterns, and it's not exciting. And we live in an age of like social media, so they see other people doing new things with their partner, so they look at their relationship and say, oh, wow, like, they're doing something new, or they're doing this, and why don't we do this? And that yeah. gets in their head, and they're like, I love them, but I don't like them anymore.
I don't know, you were even saying, like, in a marriage or whatever it is, like, if you wake up with this person, like, you were telling me, like, you have to wake up and have some kind of liking towards them. Like,
yeah, every single day. If not, that's like when people start stepping out in relationships, in my opinion. I feel like people cheat on people they love. People don't cheat on people they like, because it's that
that's really
puppy good, yeah. dog feeling. It's like, your puppy, nobody's a puppy.
No, nobody's a puppy.
But your puppy is waiting on you when you get home every day, and that feeling that they get when they see you right. is the feeling that both people should have in a relationship. When they go on dates, when you, know, a thoughtful gift, or just a hug, or flowers, or just a message. I remember I dated somebody, and it was when Apple first released a little heartbeat thing. Mm-hmm. And I would like just send them like a heartbeat. I was like, oh, I was thinking of you. And my heart was like beating real fast. And I sent it to them, and they thought it was the cutest thing in the world.
Right.
So I would just do like small things like that just to keep them on their toes instead of doing something predictable.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. The matter of the fact is, if someone is just dating you, marrying you for love, and doesn't like you, I feel like it's just toleration at that point. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're just tolerating you. And that's not okay. Like, that's why it's going to fail. Leading to the next question, what are the signs of a failing relationship to you?
The person sitting there bored of you. I feel like people don't understand. Maybe some people don't have the intellectual knowledge or the emotional intelligence to know that boredom is just an emotion. It's like traffic. It's like there, but it's going to pass. And you're going to regret stepping out or doing something just because you're bored.
Right.
In my opinion. Another thing is bringing up other people's relationships. It's like, oh, such and such boyfriend just did this for her. Or they doing that. Or they doing this.
That is so true. Yeah.
And I think another thing is not telling the whole truth. The moment you're in a relationship and they're hiding parts of the truth from you, just pack your bags up.
Right.
Because that respect will never come back, I feel like. That respect is just lost forever.
Okay. So, hiding parts of the truth. What do you consider cheating in a relationship?
I feel like anything you wouldn't do in front of me, cheating.
It's cheating?
Anything you wouldn't do in front of me. Any type of conversation. Your business is your business. But at a certain point, a relationship is like a conjointness, in my opinion.
Right.
Especially if you're... Listen, if you just dating casually, don't listen to me. But if you like dating to actually be with someone,
right,
till you a ghost with them, like, you're one... Like, that's your new family.
Yeah.
You have a birth family. Now, this is your family, in my opinion. So, anything you wouldn't want me to see while you were with me, you feel like you got to step out to the next room or anything like that, or you feel like, he would probably say something about this, or she would probably say something about that.
Okay, well, what about this part? So, what if, like, okay, the homegirls, what if they only can talk to, like, their, like, best friend about it or their friend girl? Is that cheating, too? But they don't want you to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
If it's something,
I feel like that's a form of cheating.
What do you mean by that?
Like, okay, let's say for instance, you were talking to like one of your homeboys, but you were only talk to them about it, but like wouldn't say it around the woman, or you know what I'm saying?
I definitely feel like it's a form of deception. Yeah,
yeah,
it's a form of especially if you're like trying to take this person serious. I feel like nothing should be left off the table as far as communication wise. But if you're in a casual relationship, it doesn't really matter, to be honest.
Okay, that's true. So we kind of already talked about it, but I said how many months, days, weeks? Please don't let it be days because I'm not here to judge anybody. Okay, you know, I'm just going to stay off of that. But how many months should you be dating before you make it official? And what if the other partner isn't ready? Like, do you stay? I think you kind of voiced like you're going to pack your bags.
Yeah, I feel like if it's not getting anywhere... And if energy isn't being reciprocated, definitely within the first, I say the first 5 dates, you should know if a person is willing to reciprocate what's being put down. In my opinion, this is just me, and it's not a test. This is just a marker. If I go out, we're going out on dates, no matter what it is, food, bowling, anything like that, and she doesn't act like she's going to, like, put her car down once. Obviously, I'm not going to let her pay for it.
Yeah,
but, like, she is being very thoughtful. Okay, we done been on 5 dates, and he's put down his car without even looking at me.
Yeah.
That's just something I pay attention to. Not saying that, you know, but it's just something that I pay attention. That's just, like, a small form of reciprocation. Or not even that, is if, like, we're going somewhere and you pay for everything, and then she pays a tip. That's like reciprocation, in my opinion.
But I get it. Like, thoughtfulness. I'm not one of those women who, like, believe that the man should just cover the whole thing. Like, and I'm not that 100-0 person. Like, it can be, like, and then I don't believe, like, 50-50. Like, sometimes it can be 75-25.
80-20. Towards him. I feel like whatever it can be works. Vice versa.
Yeah.
Whatever works for your relationship is what works for your relationship. I don't think there's like a set standard. But in my head, the type of person that I am, the type of person I was raised to be, is I know that I'm going to want to do that 100% of the time. I might not. She might do it. But right, like, I just know I want to. You know, I think for a man, just seeing like someone happy to be with you, not happy based on the things that you're giving him, is like really important.
Yeah, definitely.
Or just in general, I think you should be happy to be with that person.
Yeah, like don't just put it on like materialistic things.
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool. But also, I feel like someone can say, oh, like, it's not all about the materialistic things. Like, it's about the small things. Like, saying this or taking me out. But low-key, you still, like, you start looking forward to those materialistic things. Like, but you try, I feel like sometimes people try to say that to make them feel like the better person. But you still go there.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I mean, I will say people will do things for the people that they like and love.
That's true.
Like, they're going to overextend themselves at times, to be honest, just to make you happy. And that's okay, as long as it's reciprocated back in a relationship, right, and as long as there's an understanding. Because, you know, sometimes you meet, like, in my life, you like progressing in your career or you're like saving for a certain thing. You might meet a person that you like, but you're not in a position right now to go on extravagant dates or purchase extravagant things because you're saving for a house. Right. Like, I'm 27. I can't be spending $1,000 a week on dates.
Okay, we're talking about money. Do you look for the person with the same, like, financial status as you? Like, how do you handle that?
No, I've always said I would date a person that worked at McDonald's. I honestly don't care. Or date a person... maybe not in this economy that didn't have a job. But if you in school, yeah, you know, and you know, looking forward to getting out in the career field, but you just haven't found it yet.
Right.
That's totally fine. But I don't really look at a person's pockets or anything like that. Okay. What about you? Be honest.
I don't think I would go as far back as you. Yeah. Like, I think... and not saying your standards are bad or anything. My standards are different. Like, I'm not looking for somebody who is just a millionaire and this and that. Like, but I feel like you need to have like a rooted foundation. Like, if it seems unstable,
So how do you know? Because people put on fronts in relationships as far as... well, people put on fronts with money.
I'm going to find out.
In general. How?
This is Miss FBI right here. I'm going to find out.
I feel like people front based on what they do and things like that. Like, people can over-exaggerate.
That's true. But I guess, like, as you start, like, going out and going on dates, like, you kind of see how he move or... kind of... I mean, what are they doing? Stealing money from the bank and...
or they can just be a really good budgeter.
Okay, but see, that's okay. That's what makes that person okay for
okay,
me. You see
okay,
what I'm saying? Okay. So that then that's sense. Okay. But I feel like you can kind of pick out red flags if it's like, no. Because like we want to get married. Like, we want to have our houses together. Like, I need to know if it's giving bomb already. Wait, from the beginning.
At what point do you think about looking into their finances and looking to see if that's like they can afford that or like where their credit health is or anything?
See, I don't go as deep as, like, seeing where the credit health is and stuff like that. But I can just kind of tell, like, not even, like, from the beginning, like, first couple of dates.
Get them in something to,
Okay, listen, first couple of dates, I'm not looking at that. First couple of dates, I'm not looking at the money. I'm very upkept people. Like, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at your presentation. That's what matters to me first. But then as the time goes, then I want to see, like, okay, you took me on this date. Did you pay for this? Like, and I'm not expecting because I always bring this card and this Apple Pay is always there. But like those things, women do pay attention to that stuff. And the first three times, I'm like, okay, cool. But then the next three times, it's like, it's not happening, or it just drops off the face of the earth immediately. Like, I'm not judging, but in a way, I think it is kind of judgmental.
So does the quality of date and where they're taking you affect that?
I'm going to be real. Hold on, I think this stopped. I'm going to be real. Okay, so I'm going to be real. If my first date is like, oh, like, meet me at, this sounds so bad, but this is just me.
Yeah.
Meet me at like Burger King, like we finna go eat, like, and I'm not asking to be wine and dine either.
Yeah.
Like,
wait, is a coffee date suitable as a first date?
Because that's classy.
Okay.
Like, Burger King is not classy. Yeah. Anything fast food for a first date is already, it doesn't like make me completely X you off, but it's already kind of like, I don't know.
What's considered fast, like drive through fast food? I was going to say, because some restaurants are considered like bar food is almost in the same.
But that's different. It still has a classiness to it. Anything that has a wine glass at the restaurant is classy. Don't drink. I'm not saying I drink, but
McDonald's, go get some wine glass.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like if that's, like I said, I'm not completely Xing them off, but that's just
yeah.
Like that's just a no for me. Okay.
Wait, last question about, is there a certain range that you or you've heard your friends are looking for? Cause I know some people have expectations. I'm not gonna call them outrageous because you want what you want out there. Is there a certain range like, hey, you need to at least fall into this for the lifestyle that I want our family to, you know, be in?
First thing, if God is not in your life, and that goes over the top of people's head, because you can be like, oh, I'm looking for somebody, like, you know, put God first. Yeah. Like, everybody say that. I see people living the life they want to live and still say that because they think it makes them sound better. But first of all, I need to know that, like, that's, I'm not asking you to just be this church boy, but, like, I need to know that God means something to you. Like, it just has to be God for me, because that's just what my life is rooted around. I'm not the most perfect person, but he is considering everything I do. And, like I said, it's all about presentation for me. Like, if you're easygoing, because even like when I get older, have a family, when I get older, y'all, I'm already there. I'm behind. When I grow to have a family and stuff like that, like, I want things to be like easygoing. Like I said, like, just simple to be able to do. Like, if it already feels like just kind of like structured and tight, like, I don't know, I need to be comfortable. If I don't feel comfortable with you,
that's true,
because how am I gonna feel comfortable with my family and with my kids? Like, that, what,
that's,
I'm not having kids with you.
That's understandable. And I think a lot of people don't realize this, but men and women look for different things in their relationships, and that's okay.
Yeah,
it's something called like the male gaze and the woman gaze. What we're looking at as far as attractiveness and financial status or education status versus the things that women look at in their partners as far as finances and education status and things like that are two totally different things. And that's okay to have those two totally different things, to be honest.
Okay, so vice versa. I know you kind of said, like, you don't really look at those things, but, like, for you, how would you answer that question?
Well, in my field, there's not a lot of women at all. So finances, as long as you have like a healthy relationship with money, I particularly don't really care what you do for work, in my opinion. If you have a goal to get, you know.
Wait, you don't care? Wait, you need to be more specific.
Okay. I do care. There's some things that I'm not going for. We know what those things are. Anything other than that, anything legit and holy, I'm down for it. I'm completely down for it, you know. As long as you have a plan and you know where you see your life going and you're not just delusional, you're actually applying yourself to get to those places. Because a lot of people talk about where they want to go, but they never do the steps that it takes to get there. Education-wise, just love education. I know for some people, college isn't for them, but they still love education. They still love learning. They still have a high level of intellect. So, you know, that's the only part that matters. And have a relationship with God, but like a real one. Like she said, not a fake one.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole education thing and degree thing, like, that does not matter to me at all. Like,
it doesn't. I'm a testament. I'm an engineer without a degree.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I'm meeting somebody or something like that, I care less. Now, I would rather you graduate high school than now that. I would rather, but the college thing is not for everybody, and I'm not judging that at all. Do you think long distance can work?
Yes, it can.
Would you do long distance? Nah. And long distance, why would Cupid miss?
I feel like with long distance, you really have to be trusting another person. I go into relationships with giving a person 100% trust, 100% respect, 100% everything. And I let you be the person to decide where that goes. If you do something untrustworthy, then I have the control to, like, remove the trust or the respect. I always respect people, but just, like, remove the trust. And, you know, you can lose my respect as well, too. But definitely, I think long distance could work if you guys are really committed to, like, seeing each other and traveling back and forth and making that commitment and things like that, definitely. I feel like there's somebody type across the country. You just ain't met them yet.
That's true. I'm a fan and then I'm not a fan.
You're not clingy, remember?
I'm not clingy. I have my moments, but I'm not clingy. I don't know. Maybe my trust is not the most solid. Like, yeah. I'm just being transparent. So, you know, it's just the whole thing, but long distance is not the best. Like, I know I've seen it work before, but I'm not in agreement all the way with it. Like, kudos to anybody else who does it, but it will make it harder. But, because, you know, you hear people say, like, this relationship failed because it's long distance. Like, long distance would never work.
Yeah.
But I've seen it work. So
I've seen it work before, too.
I think that's kind of it.
Well, you have to answer the question. Why did Cupid miss?
Why did Cupid miss?
In my opinion, I feel like people think they have a type, but really they're going after their pattern.
That is so good.
Because your type is something that benefits you. Your pattern is what you've been doing. And insanity, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, hoping for a different outcome. Wow. That's what your pattern is. You're going down this road. They might not be the same physical type, but they're the same people in general.
Right.
And you haven't had a good situation out of it. Maybe it was your fault sometimes. Maybe it was their fault sometimes. But with that pattern of person that you're with, you never see a good outcome. There's never any elevation on your end or their end. It doesn't benefit anybody for you to be with these type of people. Yeah. I feel like that's why I keep it misses, because people keep doing the same things over and over again. I don't feel like people are seeking God either in relationships. Whatever that looks like for you, that you need to be reaching out to God for, as far as finding a yin to your yang,
right,
in my opinion. Someone who picks up where you fall off, if that's what you need. If you need, like, a leader in your life, if, you know, sometimes that's what people need. You know, you got to be willing to stray away from types or patterns to do that. I don't know. It may not look like what you want, but it might be what you need.
Exactly. I feel like Cupid misses because we all have this list. Not speaking for you, but a lot of people have a list, because I once had a list. And I feel like...
What, you can't say that without saying...
Wait, you want to hear the list?
What was the list?
Y'all cannot hear the list. Anyways, I had this list, and it's like the person I'm talking to, like, and it kind of falls into a pattern. Like, if that's not what was on my list, then And I'm not talking about just, like, a couple of things. Like, first thing, that's not what's on my list. It was just, like, because that's not what I was used to, because, like, I subjected myself to only this type of people. And I feel like that's why Cupid missed. He is currently missing in my life. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. I feel like at the age of where our brains are, like, hardening to like who we're going to be as people, and a lot of things that we used to like we don't like anymore or aren't as good for us as they used to be. We got early bedtimes, we can't be out late type thing, okay, you know,
because so. I work at 6:30 in the morning, so
yeah. So
I really feel like but to everyone out there, Cupid does not have to miss in your life. Once again, like, my podcast is built on love. That's a lot of stuff that I'm going to talk about. Love, happiness, peace, joy. And I want everybody out there to find those things in your relationship with whoever you're dating. So once again, this is Sav's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And introduce yourself again.
Freddie, the normal guy.
And just keep watching with us and stay tuned.